Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Today we celebrate because it is Easter Sunday. And usually on Easter Sunday, we all gather together to worship the Lord. We spend time with our families. We eat a lot of Easter candy and we have fun. And we may even do an Easter egg hunt. Well, today's Easter might be a little bit different, but there are still lots of those things that we are still doing. We are still all gathered together to worship the Lord. We may not be in one place, but we gather together to worship. And you are still spending lots of time with your families. And hopefully you still have a lot of candy. I know that I have a lot of Easter candy at my house, and I have been eating it already. So there are lots of things that we still do to celebrate. Today we celebrate Jesus. Because even though things in our lives have changed a lot, the fact remains that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The Bible tells us that early in the morning, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. And when she got there, something was different. The stone was rolled away. And when she looked inside, she couldn't find Jesus. And so she ran and told the disciples that something had happened, that somebody had taken Jesus's body. And so the disciples ran back with her to see what had happened, and they found strips of linen lying in the tomb, but no Jesus. And they were confused about what was going on, but eventually they discovered that nobody had taken Jesus's body, that Jesus wasn't there, that he had risen from the dead. You see, on Easter morning, that very first Easter, Jesus did what nobody had ever done before. He defeated sin and he defeated death and he rose from the dead, proving once and for all that God's love and God's power are more powerful than anything else in this world. And so even though today is different, we still celebrate because Jesus is risen. God's love and power are more powerful than anything else that is happening, and God will see us through. So today, I hope that you will find ways to celebrate that Jesus has risen from the dead. Because no matter what else, Jesus has risen, God loves us no matter what, and when we are all back together again, we will find more ways to celebrate. Let's pray and thank God that Jesus rose from the dead. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus so that we could always be friends with you. Thank you that Jesus died for us and that he rose from the dead, defeating sin and death. Thank you for loving us no matter what. And thank you for always being with us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.